Auntie's not been well. We've known it for a while. She thinks we can't tell, but stands out a mile. When she tells her news, it's like she's acting in a play. Nothing rings true. It's like someone's told her what to say. No, Auntie's not at all well. Auntie's not at all well yet. Or is she? For so long I believed what I heard, with a fine voice and a kind word. In my kitchen, at the side of my bed, I had a few doubts for the word said. With my heart on my sleeve, I could be so naive. It all changed when the bombs came, with a new name for the war games. The Reaper drone and the warhead, but no names for the war dead. And I came to believe they were trained to deceive. Shame about you and me. Time passed and doubts grew. With the broadcast that were not true, with an unnamed source, the turn of a phrase was a herald of doom and dark days. And when trust turns to leave, it can't be retrieved, and no word can be believed. So there's no way for the good man, a fair play and a new plan. Ignore the mandate, blacken his name, and back on the air with the same game. And it's God save the Queen and the stars of the screen, and the state as it's always been. Now lies are true and truth's a lie, with every shade and every side. Lies in our eyes, lies in our ears, for days, weeks, months and years. Now we've all come to see, plain as can be, the true face of the BBC.